Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Receive this hymn, O noble priest, bright pattern of a virtuous life, as with due praise we sing your name, we laud the wondrous works of God. Christ came as Lord and great High Priest to bind the human race to God, restoring us to peace once more through his eternal covenant. In loving providence he willed to make you steward of his gifts, that God the Father might be praised and all his people find new life. Abounding in the Spirit's gifts and consecrated by his power, as bishop you have handed down the richest fare that brings us life. As you reside in heaven's peace, be mindful of the Holy Church, that all the sheep may seek and find rich pasture in the joy of Christ. All glory to the Triune God, who crowns you with a worthy joy, his true and zealous minister, for service by your holy state. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side, when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. To the elders among you I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst, give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. He spent himself in their service and ever prayed for them. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. This is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of His household to him, so that He might give them their portion of food at the proper season. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies, dimensipus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exuriantes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him, so that he might give them their portion of food at the proper season. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You yourself are the only visible possession of your holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Preserve in the midst of your people, we ask, O Lord, the spirit with which you filled the Bishop St. Charles Borromeo, that your church may be constantly renewed, and by conforming herself to the likeness of Christ, may show his face to the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.